Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 10, The Ascent, Part 5.
Right, you two, get up and walk. I want you out of my warehouse.
What's going on?
We're done, Mr. Halford. That's what's going on.
Hold on a second here, Argento. We had a deal.
Well, that's not exactly true now, is it? See, I had a deal with your bosses, the guys who ran the Fortunato crew. But they got clubbed to death by a pack of zombies, didn't they?
I told you I can still come through for you.
Yeah, you've been singing that tune for weeks now. Ever since you came crawling to me, begging for my help. I realise now I made a mistake even listening to you.
What happened? Why are you acting like this all of a sudden?
You brought unwanted attention on the Strickland Corporation, Halford. Someone is looking for you.
Who is it? The Lobos?
No, it was a dock auditor, but I'm sure she's working for someone else. She barged away in under false pretences and managed to access our security feed. The logs show she was particularly interested in the footage of your arrival here at the warehouse last night.
Wait, someone knows we're here?
Yes. And sooner or later, they'll be back. And I don't want you here when that happens. In fact, I don't want to see your face ever again. You or your little friend here. The deal is off.
Argento, don't do this. I'm still your best chance of getting the job done. And you know that.
I'm not so sure about that. I mean, 2 weeks ago, you assured me that you would make good on your promises by assembling a crew of Fortunato badasses. But all I see here are two losers who do nothing but get pushed around and who shriek for help at the first sign of trouble.
Mr. Helford is right. We can still...
And you. You're nothing but a pain in my arse, DeLeo. Actually, you're worse than that. You're a liability.
Hey, watch your mouth. DeLeo's still...
He's the reason for your predicament, Halford. Did you know that?
What?
He brought them to your door. The Lobos.
That's not true.
We have the security feeds. It's all right there. The Lobos were following DeLeo all the way back to that safe house of yours in Midtown. The one that's filled with bloody corpses right now. And he was too stupid to even realize it.
DeLeo, you checked your tail, right?
I thought I did.
God damn it.
You see, he's an idiot. And this situation is untenable.
You need us, Argento.
You sound less and less convincing every time you say that.
The Fortunatos have been a force to be reckoned with in the Strata for decades. We've suffered losses, yeah, but there's still something to be gained from an alliance between us and the Strickland Corporation.
You think Strickland is somehow made stronger by association with the Fortunato name?
I know it is.
Then I'm not sure you understand what this arrangement is really about.
I understand it perfectly well.
Let me explain something about Strickland to you, Halford. We started small. A humble fleet of mining craft, specializing in resource extraction from asteroids. Just a crew of miners scattered throughout space, clinging to rocks that were floating in the void. But we worked hard, and more importantly, we chose our targets well. There were a lot of creds to be had if you knew where to look, and we cashed in big time. It made us very rich, very fast. But that was never going to be enough. We had to have more. So once we got that foothold, we squeezed out the competition, took over the whole damn game. Then we expanded into other revenue streams, transportation, terraforming, weapons research. But even with all that power, all those resources, there has always been one thing holding us back. The rules and regulations that have been imposed by administrators. And that's where the Fortunato organization was supposed to step in. You're not here to make us stronger. You're here to remove roadblocks. You're supposed to be the ones who make problems disappear through whatever means necessary, legal or otherwise. Your role is to be a buffer between us and the law in case any of this shit goes sideways. And I'm sorry to say that this might be one of those rare occasions where Strickland chose the wrong collaborators. The Fortunatos have failed us. You have failed us, Mr. Halford.
We can still get this job done.
Don't make me laugh. You can't go in strong with just the two of you.
No, we can't. That's why we do it your way, just like you laid out in your first proposal.
You consider using a biological implant?
Yes.
But your bosses told me there was too much risk with that idea.
Well, like you said, they're not around anymore. I'm calling the shots now, and I say we can do it.
Seems to me you're clutching at straws, Halford.
No, I was on board with this idea from the start. I can make it work.
I don't know about this.
We can get the whole thing up and running in 72 hours. Maybe even 48, if we find the right candidate.
The implant is the fastest method, I'll give you that.
It would save you weeks, no question.
Yes, it would.
So what have you got to lose?
That facility out there, that's my baby. I spent 5 goddamn years building it, practically with my own hands. If you get caught and the administrators manage to link anything back to me...
It won't go down like that. If everything goes south, they won't take anyone alive, I guarantee it. They can't get confessions out of corpses.
You're prepared to put everything on the line for this, are you?
I am. So why not give us a shot? If it doesn't work out, you can always try Plan B with some other crew later.
We need to draw up a new list of candidates. The old ones have, well, expired.
That won't take long. You've already narrowed down the DNA profile. We just need to round up a few matches.
All right. You. But not him. I don't want DeLeo involved. He's out.
He's part of the Fortunato crew. He's part of this. That's non-negotiable.
He's not setting foot in my research facility. Not a chance.
Then let him help here. I'm sure you can find something for him to do. He's a good kid.
I suppose that's a possibility.
Great.
Thank you. I won't let you down.
Halford, I want you on a transport to the facility right away. You'll oversee the operation and make sure everything goes smoothly.
No problem.
And what about me?
Well, DeLeo, maybe you could help round up some of the candidates from the shortlist. I doubt even you could screw that up.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. I'll have a car here in a few minutes. You can accompany my men during the collection.
Sure. Will do.
Come on, Alfred. Let's get you ready for the journey.
I'll be right behind you.
Are you sure about this, Halford? This whole operation sounds pretty goddamn crazy.
There's no other way forward, DeLeo. An all-or-nothing play. That's what it's come down to.
Yeah, but...
if we fail, the Fortunato name will be destroyed. Lost to the annals of history. It's all on us now. You understand?
Yeah.
So remember who you are. Remember the legacy we're a part of. Can you do that?
Yes. I can.
Good. Then go out there and make me proud.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Why is it that you two always insist on meeting in a bar?
Oh, what's the matter, Metalhead? Aren't you glad to see me?
I'm not even going to dignify that with an answer.
Come on, Rust, sit down. We've got a lot to talk about.
You gonna keep your dog on a leash?
Cav, play nice.
Me? I'm on my best behavior.
What is it that's so goddamn important?
There have been developments in the situation with Strickland. Cav, care to elaborate?
Alright, listen up. There's some weird shit going on right now. I'm not exactly sure what to make of it. Turns out the Fortunatos are back out on the street. There was an incident this afternoon, just a couple hours ago.
What incident?
We're still piecing everything together, but, well, here, take a look at the footage for yourself.
What am I looking at?
It's a street in Crosstown, over the bay. See this black van?
Yeah, what about it?
Watch the rear door as it slows down to take this turn.
Someone jumped out the back.
Yeah. We got a positive ID on him, too. It's DeLeo. That's how it came to my attention.
Where's he going in such a hurry? Looks like he's running for his life.
It does look like that, doesn't it? If you watch a little longer, you'll see a couple of guys get out of the van and chase him for a bit, but it looks like DeLeo got away.
Who are the guys chasing him?
I can't ID them yet. I'm still working on it.
Strickland?
Most likely. After DeLeo made a run for it, the van circled around for a while before returning to the Strickland warehouse.
Where's DeLeo now?
We're still trying to track him down. I'm pulling some strings to get a hold of the surveillance.
What about the other guy? His buddy?
Halford? Nowhere to be seen. It's possible he was inside the van, but never got out.
Well, it sounds like you two have got everything under control. What do you need me for?
We're hoping to track down DeLeo as soon as possible. He's our best chance of getting answers. But we don't want to leave any stone unturned, so we're looking at other angles as well.
Such as?
We'd like to find out more about the warehouse at the docks. We want to know what they're doing.
Hang on one goddamn second. If you brought me here thinking I'd just volunteer to waltz into that warehouse again, you've got another thing coming.
Hey, we're not suggesting that.
Because I've already burnt all my favors with my contact in the dock authority.
Rust, calm down. We just want to discuss our options.
So far, your options have all revolved around me sticking my neck out.
That's why we're trying to come up with new options, genius. Summers wanted to leave you out of this altogether, but I figured we could use your knowledge and expertise right about now. You know the docks better than the two of us put together.
I already gave you a smoking gun. Halford is in the warehouse. Can you use that to get a warrant or something?
That footage was obtained illegally. We can't use it.
Then use the footage from outside the warehouse.
It's been deemed inconclusive by my captain.
Typical. You cops only ever see what you want to see.
Don't get me started on that. I wouldn't be surprised if Strickland have influence inside the PD. A lot of the big corporations do. They might have made a deal with a couple of captains to look the other way.
It's been a day or two now since this whole thing started. Chances are that Halford isn't even there anymore.
I don't want to leave this to chance. We need to keep digging.
Agreed.
Well, like I said, I can't help with the dock authority.
What other avenues do you think we can pursue? You're the expert in this part of town.
Let me think about it, okay? This isn't going to be easy.
So you'll help?
How am I supposed to say no with you two sitting there and making sad puppy dog eyes at me?
Thank you, Rust.
Maybe you do have a heart after all, Tin Man.
Don't push your luck, you withered piece of...
Okay. Let's wrap this up before it gets ugly. Cav, the two of us have work to do. We need to track down DeLeo, see if we can make him talk.
Sure. I'll follow up on surveillance.
We'll call you, Rust.
Yeah, okay.
See you around.
Who's this stomping past my booth and trying his best to ignore me?
Davina, what are you doing here?
Well, I hang out here all the time, Rust. You, on the other hand, well, I hardly ever see you here. What's the big occasion?
It was a business meeting. Look, I didn't mean to disturb you. I'll just keep...
Sit down, Rust.
No, I...
Sit down.
I thought you wanted me to leave you alone.
Yeah, well, that was before I downed half a bottle of Stone Island whiskey. Now, I've decided that there are a few things I'd like to get off my chest.
I'm not sure I like the sound of that.
Here. Try a bit of liquid courage.
Stone Island? I can't drink this.
Why not?
Because it'll probably burn through my internal sealants like goddamn lava.
How long since you've had a drink, Rust?
Me? Decades. I can't even remember the last time.
I think you need one. Here, go ahead.
Come on, I... All right. Whatever you say.
There we go. Good.
Oh, shit. God damn. I think that might have cleared out a blocked valve or two.
Have another one.
Wait a second. Slow down. I don't have the same blood volume as you. This shit hits hard.
All right. Another one for me, then. Yes. Mm.
Maybe you should slow down too, Davina.
Me? I'm just getting started here, Rust. Here we are, huh? Finally sharing that drink together. 5 years too late, of course.
Yeah.
What was this business meeting of yours?
I don't want to get you involved in it.
Oh, more of that shit with Strickland, huh?
Like I said, I don't want you involved.
Sure. Let's not talk about business then. Let's talk about the night you agreed to meet me at a bar and then never showed up.
Do we really have to go there?
Just tell me what I did wrong. Can you give me that at least?
Hand me over that bottle. I'm gonna need another hit after all.
Sure.
You didn't do anything wrong, Davina. It was all on me.
Please, just be honest with me.
I am. Even though it might have seemed at the time that I had my shit together, inside I was a mess. Particularly when it came to relationships.
Go on.
For a long time, the only thing I was good at was screwing up things with the people closest to me. My family, well, some of them hated me. Either that, or they just plain forgot that I even existed. And I don't blame them. I was selfish. Never gave the people close to me the time or thought they deserved. And eventually, I'd been alone for so long that I just decided that was how it was gonna be. Just me looking out for myself.
Well, why didn't you reach out to anyone?
I considered it more than once. But there was a nagging feeling in the back of my head that I couldn't shake. I knew that most likely I'd just blow it again if I tried to build any bridges. So I just stayed in my lane and kept my eyes straight ahead, if you know what I mean.
But something changed, didn't it?
Yeah. Only recently, though. Things came to a head and forced me to confront all that shit I tried to bury. And I realized that if I ever wanted to be happy again, I had to reach out and take a chance.
And was it worth it?
It was the best goddamn decision I ever made.
I'm glad it worked out for you.
I'm just lucky that a few exceptional people let me have a second chance. I sure as hell didn't deserve it.
Hey, Rust, did you ever wonder what might have happened if you'd shown up to meet me that night?
Of course I did. I thought about it a lot. And after a while, I managed to convince myself I did the right thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I told myself that you deserved better than me, and it was best if I just moved on.
I'm the one who gets to decide what I deserve.
I know, but to be honest, I always wondered what you saw in me. You could have had your pick of any guy out there, but me? I'm just a crusty old courier. I figured there was some kind of morbid fascination on your part, and once you got over the novelty of hanging out with the metal guy, you lose interest. So I decided to cut things off before it could get that far.
Maybe you should have talked to me about this instead of disappearing in a puff of smoke.
I know, and I'm sorry. I should have called you and told you what was on my mind, but I screwed everything up.
And then you even stopped contacting me for business. Like I said before, I'd see your van around the docks now and again, but you never came through my door.
Things were just too awkward.
Okay, so what made you change your mind? Why'd you come back?
This business with Strickland, it's too important. There are lives at stake. Believe me, I didn't want to tear open those old wounds, but you were my best option.
And now you've stirred up a real hornet's nest, huh? This whole thing with Strickland and the cops?
Things get complicated whenever I'm around. At least, that's how it usually seems to play out.
You know, that's one of the things I always liked most about you, Rust. There's always something exciting happening when I'm with you.
Like having Strickland goons shove their guns in your face?
Well, that was probably a little too much excitement. Yeah, But what's the alternative? Sit in my office going through my paperwork all day?
You'll live longer.
Unless I die of boredom.
Hey, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. We had something, though, Rust. Didn't we?
Sure we did.
But you're right, I guess. I'm probably not ready to deal with this crazy stuff you're mixed up in.
I can understand that.
But for what it's worth, I'm glad we finally got around to having this drink. It was nice to clear the air a little.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, Rust. I hope you and your friend find what you're looking for. I'll see you around, huh? Take care of yourself.
This podcast is made possible by my supporters on Patreon. If you'd like to hear ad-free, early release episodes, as well as my exclusive series, The Strata Luna, head over to patreon.com/beyondthedark. Your support means I can keep bringing you more seasons of The Strata. Season 10, The Ascent. Starring Rhiannon Mauchel, Jason Churai, Michelle Mosley, Eliza Marteja, Trent Trachtenberg, Nate Barham, Brian Jeffords, Chloe Elmore, Rebecca Tanwin, Brandon Hunt, Jarrett Griffiths, Vivian Reed, and Ramsey Zurob. Created by Mark R. Healy. A Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What kind of woman becomes a pirate?
From the makers of Mockery Manor.
Violent, insane, not at all comely, and they smell like a couple of dead badgers preserved in cheap rum.
Comes an adventure on the high seas.
Will you pay extra if I push a little harder?
No, no, please. I'm just a writer. I'm writing a book and I would like you to be in it.
Inspired by the lives and loves of the pirates Anne Bonny and Mary Read.
You think you know me, Anne? Do you think I never got my hands dirty?
Your mind's been so twisted, you think pirates deserve mercy?
Did either of you ever meet Blackbeard?
Everyone loves a rebel.
They love to see him swing, too.
Put your weapons away, both of you.
Stop it! Read! Read!
Oh, Anne and Mary!
Fight like men! Or you'll hang like dogs!
Starring Christina Bianco, Suze Kempner, Hamilton's Carl Queensborough, and more.
Do they have tails? Somebody told me they have tails.
Oh, I haven't seen a tail, Your Ladyship.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Available now wherever you get podcasts.